ଜନ ପ୍ରିୟ ପ୍ରିୟ କର ନିର୍ମସର ପୁଞ୍ଜିତ ଶ୍ରୀ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ କୃପା ଭର ଭୂମି ଭୁବ ଭାରାବନ୍ଦାର କୌ ବନ୍ଦେ ରୂପ ସନାତନ ଯୁଗ ଶ୍ରୀ ଜୀବ ଗୋପାଳ ଲେଡ଼ିଜ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଜେଣ୍ଟଲମ୍ୟାନ୍ ଆଇ ଥ୍ୟାଙ୍କ ୟୁ ଭେରି ମଚ୍ ଫର୍ ୟୋର୍ କମିଂ ହିୟର୍ ଟୁ ପାର୍ଟିସିପେଟ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ କନ୍ସିୟସ୍ନେସ୍ ମୁଭମେଣ୍ଟ ଦିସ୍ ମୁଭମେଣ୍ଟ was started by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we have explained several times, and the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was followed by the six Goswamis. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Sri Jiva Gopala. The six Goswamis who lived at Vrindavan, they came from different parts of the country. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami belonged to formerly South Kannada, and they established their forefathers established themselves in Bengal. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was South Indian. Similarly, Sri Jiva Goswami belonged to Bengal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up very great personalities from all parts of the country. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raja Jiva Sri Jiva Gopal. So how they started? The next acharya from Sri Jiva Goswami. So their process of executing this Krishna consciousness movement was Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro. They were always engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra. Krishna Kirtana, Utkirtana, very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Just like these boys are chanting and dancing. Chanting very loudly Hare Krishna, and automatically there is ecstasy and dancing, jumping very high without any care. This is transcendental ecstasy from the spiritual platform. Krishna Kirtan, the Krishna Kirtan is so powerful that immediately he reaches the spiritual platform and enhances the spiritual energy in the form of dance. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro Premamrutamanidhi. They are merged in ocean of transcendental bliss. Dheera Dheera Janapriya. The Goswamis were dear to all classes of men. There are two classes of men. One class is Dheera. Dheera means one who has satiated his material desire. He is called Dheera. He has no more any anxiety for sense gratification. He is called Dheera. And the other class is called Adhira. They are busy for sense gratification. So this Krishna Kirtan, the chanting and dancing, is dear very pleasing both to the dhiras and the adhiras. Therefore, the Goswami is right dear to all classes of men. They were living in Vrindavan, not that they were liked by the devotees only, but in ordinary men, they also worship this Goswami. In that family quarrel between husband and wife, they would refer the case to the Goswami. They are so dear to the general public that they would submit the family quarrel, and whatever the Goswamis will decide, they will accept it. So, dhira dhira jana priya, priya karo, because this movement is so pleasing that anywhere it can be attracted. That we are feeling practically. It is not pleasing to the children. That's all. So, wherever we are going, in the remotest part of Africa, where practically they have not seen what is civilized life, there also we find that when we chant this Hare Krishna mantra, all the boys, all the males and females in the village, they come out and join with this chanting and dancing. Dhira dhira jana priyo priya karo. It is so pleasing. The Africans are asking Indians there that why did you not bring this movement so long? Because there are many Indians in Africa, you know. Many Gujaratis are there. So they are now asking why this movement was not imported so long. And the African government also is very pleased upon us. We had also that Sankirtan festival for 7 days. Many government officers came and they gave us permit that we welcome any nice movement in this country. So they welcomed our movement. We have no hindrances from the government or from the public. It is going on nicely. So dhira dhira jana priyo. It is pleasing to all classes of men, never mind whether he is dhira or adhira. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Kripabharu Bharabhantarako. This is possible only when one receives the blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Kripabharu. This Rupa Goswami received blessings directly from Lord Chaitanya continually for 10 days. In Dasasana Ghat at Prayag, Elao. Similarly, Sri Sanatana Goswami was instructed continually for 2 months in Varanasi. In this way, these Goswamis, Pande Rupa Sanatana Raghujuga Sri Jiva Gopal, they are directly disciples of Lord Chaitanya and empowered to preach this cult of Krishna consciousness all over the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked not only the Goswamis, he asked all the Indian people through the Goswamis. He said, Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Haila Ja Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paroupakar. This is Paroupakar. India is not meant for exploiting other countries. India's special privilege is to do well to other countries. Paropakar. They do not know what is the value of life. They are struggling hard simply for sense gratification. But they are now disgusted. So this is the opportune moment to preach Krishna consciousness in the Western countries and other countries. Here also. Here, naturally people are inclined to Krishna consciousness. Just like you all, ladies and gentlemen, come here. Why? Because you have inherent love for Krishna. So you are so eager to hear about Krishna. Unfortunately, our leaders are not interested in Krishna consciousness. They are trying to divert the mind of the people to material consciousness. So, everywhere there is great necessity of this movement, Krishna consciousness movement. In South India, just now you are speaking in the ladies' meeting, you have got the directions of all the great acharyas, especially Vaishnava acharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya. So, our request is that you South Indian people, you should take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also very extensively travel over South India. And you are blessed, still you are blessed, to take this opportunity of Krishna consciousness movement. Take it seriously. It is not very difficult. What we are doing here, it can be introduced in every home. In every home, you can worship Lord Chaitanya and Lord Sri Krishna. Just like here you see in this temple, they are worshipping Lord Chaitanya along with Radha and Krishna. So you can also keep in your home a picture of Lord Chaitanya, a picture of Radha Krishna, and you are cooking, you cook it very nicely, very cleanly for God. Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam. Krishna is very pleased to accept all kinds of vegetable preparations if you offer him with devotion. Taya bhakta puritam asnami sajitatmanah. If you offer anything from this group, patram pushpam phalam toyam, jumi bhaktya prajachati. Real thing is bhakti. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not in want of food. He is fully satisfied. He is Atmaram. He is satisfied in himself. He hasn't got to take any outside help for his satisfaction. But still, he is so kind. He says that any person with love and devotion, if he offers me patram puspam phalam toyam, I accept, I eat. Krishna is so kind. He doesn't, nobody requires very gorgeously to offer Krishna. Krishna wants only bhakti. Jumi bhakta prajacchati. Krishna is not interested in karma jnana. He is interested in bhakti. Therefore his name is Bhaktavatsala. You know. You will never find Krishna's name as Jnanavatsala or Karmavatsala. His name is Bhaktavatsala. Perhaps you know it. So Krishna also says Bhaktyamama Vijanati. And if you want to know Krishna, you cannot know him by gymnastic of work. No. Krishna can be known simply by bhakti. Bhakti means loving spirit, serving spirit. Everyone should always be anxious to serve Krishna or his representative. Sevan mukhe hi jivado. Simply by serving, you can see Krishna eye to eye. You can speak with Krishna face to face. That is possible. There are many instances. People say, where is God? Can you show me? God is not very cheap to be seen by anyone and everyone. He can be seen only by the devotees, not ordinary devotees. There are three kinds of devotees: Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. Kanishtha Adhikari can see Krishna in the temple, in the form of deity, incarnation, archa incarnation. Madhyama Adhikari can feel Krishna everywhere. And Uttama Adhikari can see Krishna eye to eye. So it is a process only that you have to raise yourself from Kanishtha Adhikari to Madhyama Adhikari and from Madhyama Adhikari to Uttama Adhikari. Uttama Adhikari, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Shanta Sadaiva Ridayeshu Vilopayan Yam Shama Sundaram Achinta Gunar Sarupam Govindamadi Purusam Tamaham Bhajan. Uttama Adhikari Bhakta means who has developed his Krishna consciousness to the topmost level, Krishna Prema. This Krishna Prema can be achieved by everyone, provided he tries to make himself attached to Krishna. These things are instructed by Krishna himself in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Maya saptamana prartha yogam junyan madasya asansayam samagram maam jatha gnyasati tatsino. You have to increase your attachment for Krishna. That attachment can be increased also by process. Adu sadhya tato sadhu sanga tato bhajana kriya tata anartha nivittisya tato nishtha tato ruchi tathasakti. This asakti, first thing is adu sadhya, little faith. Krishna consciousness is very nice. Let us go to the temple and hear about it. This is called Saddha. This is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. So if one is serious, then he can make association with the devotees who are actually practicing Krishna consciousness. That is called Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu means those who are devotees of Krishna. Sadhu Reva Samanta. Vajante Maam Ananabha. So this is the second stage of Krishna consciousness, Sadhu Sangha. The third stage is, after Sadhu Sangha, to be anxious to become initiated. The initiative process, when accepted, then there will be anartha nivitti. Just like these boys, American and European. After initiation, they are all unearthed, unwanted things. They are given up. What are those unwanted things? Illicit sex life, gambling, intoxication, and meeting. They are given up. This is called anarthanivitti. When there is anarthanivitti, then there is nishtha, firm faith. Beginning is the faith. Then, after anartha nivitti, one becomes firmly faithful to Krishna. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi. They have no other taste for anything material except Krishna consciousness. They are no more interested going to the cinema or any public political meeting or newspaper. Useless. For a person who is trying to advance his Krishna consciousness, these material things are useless. Bhakti parisanu bhava virakti anatrasya. This is the taste of bhakti. As you advance in Bhagavad Bhakti, you become detestful to all this nonsense. Bhakti parisanu bhava virakti anatrasya. Tato nishtha tato ruchi tatha shakti. Then attachment. This attachment is the firm footing of Krishna consciousness. Tatha shakti, tato bhava, then ecstasy. And the last stage is prema, sadhukanamayam prema, radu bhavi bhavet prama. These are the different steps for raising oneself to the platform of love of God. And that is the highest perfection of life. Savai bhumsa paro dharma jato bhakti rado. Ahoituki apratihata jayatma samprasidati. If you actually want perfectness of mind, peacefulness of yourself, then get to this Krishna consciousness and be happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.